This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Uko, it looked like you had a good scouting report against them. It looked like you kind of knew their plays and you were anticipating pretty well and you were there for it.
Yeah, I think as a team we did a good job with it today. They're a really good team and kind of staying on top of that. And, it wasn't a perfect game, but I feel like we took our time with their top players and kind of stayed under the play and didn't make any bigger mistakes and kind of fought our way through it today.
You made two big stops on tries, one in the first and then in the third on the power play. Is that just a matter of reading and reacting to what he's doing?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like even though he got a breakaway, I feel like we had somebody back checking and kind of pushing him on one side, and that of course kind of helps to make the read. And today went my way, and hopefully it keeps on going that way.
Is this one of those games where you were there for your team when they needed you, and they were there too? Because in the beginning it looked like Edmonton got some really good chances, and then as the first period went on, you guys started getting going, and then started getting some chances your own. But you had to make some good saves early.
Yeah, I think so. I think last couple of games here again, we kind of. If we battled through the first, we kind of kept going with the same rhythm, and I feel like today we kind of fought through it. We it wasn't perfect, as I said, but we kept with it. We kind of created our own chances, some turnovers and everything. So, that's kind of how we have to win hockey games going forward.
So what do you make of your season personally as a whole? Just you've had certainly some hot stretches for a few weeks at a time, but just what do you make of it as a whole, I guess?
Of course, I feel like everybody has to say it, but as a team and as a player, I have to be better. It hasn't been, we're not where we want to be. I have played a lot of games this season. As you said, there's been good stretches and bad stretches, but in the end, I'm a big part of the team as a starting goalie. So, of course, I want to do better for my team and kind of have us fighting for a playoff spot. It's don't want to sound all negative. There's, as I said, it's not been all horrible, but in the end, I want to be better too.
You just played Tampa and Florida. You're at Edmonton, Detroit, and Vegas this week, and Winnipeg's coming, Boston. I mean, you're in a real gauntlet stretch of the schedule. What kind of challenge is that like for a goalie preparing for all these top teams and just to keep you guys, motivated in the fight here no matter where the standings say?
I feel like... You just have to go one game at a time. I know it's a cliche, but at this point there really isn't any other way. You can't look too much forward and or too much back. You have to be ready for any game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, you have to be ready for it. And I feel like we showed it today. This is kind of an example of where we're not maybe at the top of our game, but we kind of fight through it. So we just have to keep on going with it because, when you play a lot, it's easy to kind of let it slide and, get it going wrong way. So, kind of take the positives and keep it going.
How do you feel that you've defended the 6-on-5? Sometimes it hasn't gone your way as a team, but did it look like they defended better as a team? You guys thought this is the 6-on-5, especially with them having the types of players they have?
Yeah, I feel like we were more aggressive today. We were not kind of scared and just standing inside. We kind of pushed them more outside today than, you know, sometimes we kind of just collapse. And so, you know, I think we did really good job with it. Guys were ready to kind of block shots and, you know, eat pucks and box out. So, you know, it was a good 6-5 from the guys.
There's been hard lessons in that area this year. How much do you just, you know, you have to learn those lessons, and as the season goes on, just remember where you went and improve on it like you did tonight?
Well, I think that's been kind of something overall as a team we have to be better on. There's not only on 6-5, but I think a lot of the games we repeat same mistakes. We kind of, you know, harm ourselves more than the other team does. So overall, it's kind of something we have to get better. You can't repeat the same mistakes and, you know, expect to win. So, you know, I think it goes overall as a team as a whole, more than just the 6-5. It's a kind of 60-minute game. We have to be, you know, better overall.